Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha. Welcome to episode 150 of Talking Pictures. This is surreal. We are, my gosh, I can remember the day I did the first episode, and to think that this 150th episode is going to be an advanced review for the screener of this film titled All Governments Lie, executive produced by Oliver Stone, directed by Mr. Fred Peabody. We'll get into the premise, the synopsis, the documentary subjects. This is, my gosh, it is such a truthful, haunting, disturbing, yet necessary film. I've never had a documentary pull me in so many different directions without manipulating me. It has Carl Bernstein, of course, from the guys that cracked Watergate, Noam Chomsky, great documentaries on Netflix, obviously MIT professor. This is going to be a little bit of a tough review to do because you can't really talk about some of this stuff and just assume that the listeners know, and then you don't want to act like you're better because you know it. And we're talking about people here that are PhDs and have traveled the world and have been in war zones, and if they were working with Oliver Stone, they're beyond smart cookies. So we're all where we're at with our education level, but I'm going to do what I can do here because this film right now, my generation is in what my dad's generation was with RFK, JFK, Dr. King getting sent to Vietnam, coming home to Watergate. I feel confused. I'm mad at the government. I'm mad at the media. So the moment I saw the title, I thought I got to see this because the government does lie. And I'm going to go out with saying that this episode does not reflect anyone's opinions but mine. I'm disclaiming my producers, my team. And I'm just going to shoot from the hip here because this film is a look at the life and work of American journalist I.F. Stone, who leads a one-man crusade against government deception. Now, this is beyond a 24-hour, seven-day-a-week job. And it is, I could not imagine what it would be like to dedicate your time to the bullshit that we're fed and the stuff we're expected to believe. I you know, this is a guy, I.F. Stone, who lived from 1907 to 1989, and I'm just talking slow because I don't feel this is the time and the place to yell or say F this and F that. I'm so somber and almost in a great way, in a very great way, I'm traumatized by it because it says everything that we want to say, but we're so fucking politically correct and we so have to always go around the truth of the matter. And it is the media manipulation, you know, where your buddies who watch Fox News, all they do is talk about Trump. Your buddies who watch the other channels, they're just Hillary fans. The buddies who, I don't believe there's non-biased media anymore, except for the Young Turks. And, of course, Democracy Now, NPR, I've always trusted. I actually say that my news, I go to my history teacher from high school. I graduated 20 years ago, and I call him up and I just say, hey, what's going on? Because I know he's not being paid off. So this film is going to be playing at the Lemley Music Hall in Los Angeles. And that's starting in on November 4th. And it's also starting at the New York Cinema Village. If you get out tonight there in New York, you're going to see this director, Fred Peabody, and special guest Matt Tibby of Rolling Stone in Los Angeles. You can catch a Q&A with producer Jeff Cohen and guest Anna Kasparian from The Young Turks. Now, it's going to be kind of tough to stay on point here because it's whenever you talk about a film, it's easy to get off track when you're a film lover and a filmmaker. And I've worked as a film journalist now for 7 years. I've had to do interviews. I've talked to people I know there's controversial stuff and they've known to stay away from it. And I don't mean like illegal shit like our government. So this was a great thing to kind of see journalists that their passion is to go after the government, as to where my passion is to just get into a good film festival, find great films, and bring people together peacefully through film. And we have enough arguing in the world, enough bullshit, enough wars. We can't rely on our news. So this show is about let's relate through film, let's meet through film, let's discuss film, and let's most of all learn from film. This film was something I wish you could put it in schools, but we know that wouldn't get anywhere. This film also featured Michael Moore. For those of you that don't relate to Carl Bernstein or don't relate to Noam Chomsky or haven't studied that deep, and I apologize. This film is so good, and it's subversive without being subversive. I really love when a film can be a screw you, but it doesn't have to say screw you. It just lays out the facts, and you get the point that they're saying screw you. First of all, these kind of subjects, the film briefly went into John Kennedy, Nixon, of course, our idiot of the year, President George W. Bush for my generation. I'm assuming that's the next generation's Nixon or Lyndon Johnson. And I feel so sad for young children now who might get Donald Trump as president. And as I speak about these things, I respect the opinions of others. So we don't want to lose listeners. Not that we don't do it to please you, but we want you to know that this is saying media has even stopped the ability of us to have freedom of debate, freedom of information, freedom of press. There's so many things that they take from us by controlling the information. It's like controlling the water when you have hungry dogs in the yard. As I've come more into studying and learning this stuff, I realize the best way to control someone now is information. It's not money. It's not war. It's not a gun. It's not the big penis, small penis syndrome. So, I had an attachment to this film because what made me want to make films and then led me into sticking with it and being a part of it for 20 years was because of the film JFK. My father said, if you see this, question your government. I hope you never live to see something like this. So 9/11 is our JFK. When Bush and Condi Rice and, pardon my French, that just piece of shit, Dick Cheney, when they lied to us and said there was weapons. And I actually meet people who say, oh, there was canisters. They just got them out. It's like, yeah, whatever. And lying to the UN and doing these things that you know, being too young to have the perspective of what was going on. But now in 13-year hindsight, like I said, I'm doing everything I can here to not just scream into the mic, because that would just turn off. The PR would not even want to hear it, and it would do nothing. So I really want to get people out to see this film tonight and throughout the week that it plays in New York, again at the Cinema Village Theater and the Lemley Music Hall on Wilshire. There's 7 Lemleys in Los Angeles, to make sure it's the one on Wilshire. It's a great Oliver Stone weekend in Hollywood. There's also a 30-year anniversary screening of Platoon. So some great stuff is happening. These filmmakers, Fred Peabody, I did not want to do too much research about him with this review to see if he's related to where Peabody Awards come from or family, but he's obviously an incredibly accomplished documentarian, television producer, and journalist. I think that all filmmakers in some way are kind of journalists, because we're inquisitive and we want to know more about something, whether it's just a character, an idea, a concept. But in the search for the truth, you know, people die. And I'm not just talking about veterans. I'm talking about people are silenced. And it's disheartening, but it also in some way gives you hope, because if you were taught right and you were taught to think for yourself, you're going to end up having something to offer. And, you know, I'll get into the synopsis was this journalist, I.F. Stone, who Michael Moore, everyone looked up to, and him going against the government. And there's just so much information about him in a 90-minute review episode. I couldn't cover it all. The film had some great stories from reporters that would go to Egypt and the border of Texas and Mexico. And of course, how big is it to have one of the reporters who broke Watergate? I mean, this film is big. And I guess I liked Michael Moore when he was doing Roger and Me and The Big One and Bowling for Columbine and Fahrenheit 9/11. I think Sicko, Capitalism, A Love Story, I think they're more entertainment. And you can't fault someone for changing their edge or direction when they're making $50 to $100 million a movie. I know less respect for him, but I don't feel the way Ted Koppel or Peter Jennings were reporters and, of course, worked for corporations. But I just feel Michael Moore, he's his own corporation, because he's got enough money to do whatever the fuck he wants. But he brought up some valid points in this, and he is a valid voice. Whether you disagree with him or not, that was kind of also the point too of the film for me, was we have reached a place where we cannot talk about anything. We're coming up on one of the most historical elections, I think, in the history of the country, if not the history of man. And that's not to say like America's the be all end all, but I am sincerely scared of November 8th. I'm scared if I'm going to live in a country where Donald Trump's president. I'm haunting, disturbing, beautiful. That keeps running through my mind with this film. You know, to think that I was a 19, 20-year-old boy, man, and Bill Clinton was on TV having to explain that he had oral sex with someone, or received oral sex, and to think, my God, how many presidents have done that? John Kennedy, we all know what he was doing with Marilyn Monroe. And I just loved that this film said, find your own truth, and live that truth that you find. And I think the government, you know, they don't want us thinking. They want us to be trained little sheep. They don't want us to question taxes. They don't want us to question how veterans are getting fucked over. My father's a Vietnam veteran. My brother's an Iraq war veteran. And I get really out of control when I start thinking about the way veterans are treated. And of course, Mr. Stone looked at veterans in Platoon and Born on the 4th of July. The thing with this film that I was the most scared of was that these filmmakers and journalists are looking at stories that happened and they processed it and lived through it, or they had to follow it before anybody paid attention. There was an audacious story about the Mexico-Texas border that I don't want to spoil for the film, but prepare yourself for that. This, again, is beyond must-see. This is, I would suggest taking 15 or 14-year-old, your son or daughter. I think under 13, 12, 10, it gets a little bit much. But I'm so excited and honored to be reviewing this film because it's, you know, I'm here because I saw the film JFK, and to see and discover this work of Mr. Fred Peabody. I've of course heard of him, but I have not seen as many things as I should have. This makes me want to track down everything that he's done. E.F. Stone, my gosh, this is the greatest part of art, is that there's always a discovery. You'll never know every saxophone player in jazz. You'll never know every film director. You'll never know every actress. And I thought, what a great guy that he created this legacy of journalists that just want to say, fuck you, and do their own thing. And it's like my grandma used to always say, you can say F you, just say it respectfully. And the F you can mean just as much when it's yelling, screaming, fighting. We're so out of control in this country right now. And I think this film captured it. I think this would be a film that in 10 or 20 years, if the world's even still here, if Donald Trump ends up with those nuke codes, I think we're all in for it. But this just made me think, this is capturing everything that I feel, everything that I question, everything that makes me mad and makes me want to go into journalism, or makes me wish I could do something for some of these causes financially, or that I had the means physically to do stuff to help these problems. But it's just the world is spinning in the wrong direction. And man, we're killing ourselves, planet, and the media, I think, is the biggest culprit. I think aside from that George Bush ordered the war, the media killed our country with that war, making us believe, then turning it into a reality show, and now pretending like it's over. And what the hell does that sound like? It sounds like Richard Nixon bringing home Marines, saying they're out. But my father was a Marine who was still in Vietnam, hearing that Marines were all out. And so my father giving me that created for me to be able to understand this film. And I just can't stress enough that you don't have to be Republican or Democrat. You don't have to have a PhD. We are being lied to all the time. And I understand there's things we shouldn't know about government. I don't think taxpayer dollar means we should get CIA briefings. I don't think taxpayer dollars means we should know where the nuclear weapons are held. But I realize that we're just these sheep in a field, and we're being slaughtered. We're being slaughtered by our own government. We're being slaughtered by media. And, you know, again, this brought out my subversive side. I'm very respectful. I still enjoy free debate. I still enjoy hearing someone's opinion, unless it's about Trump. I'm tired of hearing about him. But this film was just masterfully made, from the editing, the pacing, the choice of what stories to go with, just the way it was laid out. I don't know how they found a way to. Every documentary has an agenda, but this felt like a movie where it could have just been so in outer space with an agenda, but it wasn't. It was just doing what our news doesn't do, which is tell the truth, because this movie didn't have corporate sponsors. It didn't have bullshit Senate deals to do like Lyndon Johnson and his master of the Senate crap. And, you know, I'm trying to keep this nice here because we need peace. And I believe we need to live what we want to see in the world. But again, the film is titled All Governments Lie, directed by Fred Peabody, executive produced by Mr. Oliver Stone, has a number of great journalists. Dirty Wars, it discusses that, the Oscar-nominated documentary from a few years ago. Snowden, of course, who let out the documents. Oliver Stone made a film about him. There's also an Oscar-winning documentary. And I got it today at the library, actually. This film made me want to go out and search more. I couldn't carry enough stuff out of the library today. This film re-sparked my brain. I have an eye condition, so I haven't read books in a few years because it would just give me headaches and it was unsafe. But it was just so good to see a film that just made you want to go to the library, made you want to understand society, media, yourself more than you already do, so that you can be ready as the baloney and the bullshit comes down. And this film, the reason why I'm saying these things is because this is the kind of film that doesn't need a review saying how the director was just so well executed. This is a film to me where the review is letting your feelings out like a therapy session, because I don't think I could put together a definitive pull quote stringing of adjective film writer who's never been on a film set paragraph. It's like journalists, they're in the field. So you don't hear me writing or talking about what it's like to be in the field, because I don't know. And I think the country, I'm just scared. And I'm thankful that I found this film. I'm thankful and again, like I said, Michael Moore's in here. Sharif Abdul-Quddus from Democracy Now!, John Carlos Frey. Oh, his story was so tough to see. Matt Taibbi. In the film, he worked for Rolling Stone. You got to just get out there and find your truth. POV Magazine called this compelling. Variety called it convincing. Let's see some of the other great pull quotes here. And I don't knock when I say I don't like to do pull quotes, but I think that a film review is just simply what it does for you and where it meets you. You have to meet this film on your terms. This film comes in with terms, and like a business deal, you negotiate it. Do you want to, you know, call Lyndon Johnson a motherfucker at the TV, or do you want to soak it in and say, I'm going to try to affect some change, or I'm going to do something different. I'm going to take some journalism classes and maybe look outside only doing film journalism. And yes, I just am grateful seeing this film. And I'm not exaggerating. I don't say anything that someone wants to hear. I obviously don't know these famous reporters. I obviously don't know Mr. Oliver Stone. So I don't have to say these good things, but I do not remember where I stood and how I felt about some of these things before I saw this film. And that's the number one sign of a good film. If you go in the film as person A and you come out as person B, there's so few films that do it, but this was one of them. So again, All Governments Lie. Please check it out at the Village Cinema in New York, the 11th to the 10th, and then make sure to celebrate Veterans Day after. All due respect, I met some religious people today that said, celebrate Veterans Day, and I just thought, but you can enjoy the freedom of religion that veterans have provided you. And now I'm going to kind of get towards signing off because I'm starting to get judgmental, because that's what America does to you, is it makes you judgmental because the media has to have you fighting with something. So we want to thank PR April and Alicia. I thank you for sending this film and reaching out. We hope to have the director of the film on the show. That's in the works. We've thrown some ideas around, but I'm talking with a somber voice here. I've shed some tears, so my throat's a little scratchy, and I just wanted to share my thoughts. I could not have felt like I was being truthful, and because I'm part of the media, I mean, no, it's just a film journalist, I have a responsibility to tell the truth. And right now, my truth is I'm scared to live in America. So check out this film. It is not depressing. It is not a downer. It just makes you think. And with Iron Man 28 and Captain Avenger 52 and all the remake bullshit, we don't want to think. We're used to having our brains turned off in the cinema. So kudos to this. Kudos to Mr. Peabody. Kudos to all the team. Thank you guys for this work. It's beautiful. I appreciate it that it found me. Thank you to the wonderful PR rep, Alicia. And yes, that is going to do it for me, because I'm really having a hard time here keeping it together. And so I wish this film the best success. I hope that a lot of people learn. Get out and vote. Get out and make some change. Don't just sit around and run your yap and talk your shit. Do something to better your community, yourself, the country, whatever you can do. So with that, I'm going to drop my usual sign off. I'm going to say thank you for episode 150. I have to thank our team, our producers, our sound man. Everyone knows who they are. It has been a fantastic honor to have our 150th episode be something that was executive produced by a director who made me commit my life to film. So with that, please pass this podcast around. It's my opinions. I respect your opinions. So you don't have to hear this and then not talk to me again or not listen to the show. This is just me being real, which was the point of the documentary, is that journalists and media aren't, well, not all, but the majority. So I'm just going to sign off by saying I just wish peace for every human being on this planet. And I hope that we can find a way through this election without more death or mass death. And yes, thank you so much. And whether you are watching this in the morning, afternoon, or night, make sure and watch a good movie and pick something that can take you for 2 hours away out of this comet of shit that is coming for our country on Election Day. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to seeing you on a film where I won't be in near tears choking back. We'll see you for episode 151. very soon. Talking Pictures. We all say aloha and best wishes to mankind right now.